Herr Arif Hawass Oegrozeno ist seit April 2018 der Botschafter Indonesiens in Deutschland. 2010 bis 2015 war er Botschafter in Belgien, Luxemburg und der Europäischen Union. Doch ist Herr Hawass eben nicht bloß Botschafter, sondern nebenbei bemerkt auch ein großer Kaffeeliebhaber. Als Diplomat, dessen Hauptaufgabe unter anderem darin besteht, indonesische Rohstoffe und ganz besonders indonesischen Kaffee im Gastland zu vermarkten, verspürte er das Bedürfnis, selbst das Barista-Handwerk zu erlernen, um potenziellen Käufern direkt frischen Kaffee anbieten zu können. Um mit ihm über die Besonderheiten indonesischen Kaffees und diese ungewöhnliche Karriereentscheidung sprechen zu können, habe ich ihn jetzt hier bei mir zugeschaltet. Good morning, Ambassador. Did you start your day with a nice cup of coffee this morning?
Yeah, morning, Ian. Great. Yeah, I had a nice Arabica this morning that I made myself. So I think like most Germans, I do the rituals of making the coffee myself in the morning.
On Monday on Jazz Radio, we are launching an on-air campaign together with your embassy to promote Indonesian coffee. Let me ask you, how important is coffee to the Indonesian economy?
If we are looking at the total Indonesian economy, I have to say it's small. It's only 3% of our GDP. Indonesian economy now mostly, I would say, almost the same with Germany. Industry plays around 27% of our GDP, and the rest is the economic service, the e-banking, the digital worlds are moving very fast. So in terms of total economy of 1.2 trillion US dollars, it's very small actually, but it's 98% owned by smallholders. So in terms of total economy, Indonesia is very small, but in terms of income of the farmers, it's very high. It's a very interesting numbers. You know, we have about 1.3 million farmers in Indonesia, and these farmers control 98.6% of all coffee plantation in Indonesia. The rest is owned by private company, only 0.6%, very small, and owned by the state-owned company. I think in Germany, you have state-owned company like Deutsche Bahn and some other, but Deutsche Bahn on transportation, but we have very small, but on coffee. But the majority is run by small farmers.
How typically is Indonesia coffee farmed? Is it by large conglomerates or small family holdings up a valley or on a mountainside?
1 hectare, 2 hectares, 3, sometimes even small, less than 1 hectare. Mostly in valley, Robusta, of course. But I think in many cases, they are up in the mountain, 1,500, 1,600 meters. This is Arabica. Because they're in the mountain, normally they're a small group of families. They work together in different mountains across Indonesia, from Sumatra, Java, Bali, Sulawesi, for instance. So we have a lot of active and sleeping mountains. We don't really know whether they're actually completely sleeping, but we just, to be safe, you know, active and sleeping. And they have very fertile. So that's why many are in the mountains.
And do you see a change there, like the small family holdings are going back and the big conglomerates come in the country, or is it keeping a balance?
The most interesting is that we have seen younger generations like yourself who studied abroad, studied in the US. I know someone studied in Germany. They have masters and even PhD. When they go home, they leave all that and they become farmers. A guy from West Java, he went to the US to study business. He got his master's in one of the top universities in the US. And then when he had a discussion with some coffee shops in the US, he felt that our coffee was not, you know, seen as a good one. And he felt this is unjustified. So he became a passion. So he goes home and he went to the villages and he works with the local, and also he opens up his own farms. And after 5 years, he has coffee shops and in Jakarta and branches. The pricing is interesting. it has to be lower than Starbucks, but the quality has to be higher than Starbucks. The increase of coffee shop in Indonesia is 300%. They help the smallholders, actually. So it's very interesting that the number of the smallholders is actually getting stronger.
And of the markets throughout the world that Indonesia exports coffee to, how important is Germany?
Germany is our important market in Europe in terms of domestic German consumption, but Germany also exports its product around countries in Europe as well. And Germany is also taste leader, if you will, in Europe. And I think that is very, very important market for us. So that is why we are working with different partners, with you, for instance. We are working with the German Coffee Associations. And we had a very interesting program recently. We bought, I think, about 35 different coffees in the German markets, in coffee shops, in different grocery stores, for instance. And then we send all those coffee to Indonesia. It's quite heavier. We have about almost 100 kilograms. And we send them to Indonesia. And then we invite Indonesian baristas, coffee specialists, and to do a coffee tasting. And then from that, we invite Indonesian farmers, okay, in the process. And we tell them that this is the grade in the German taste. And then this is what it's almost similar with the German taste from Indonesia. And we also want to have some more exotic taste that in German market is not yet known. And hopefully with this process, you know, we can bring in more coffee. And then the farmers sent us samples, totally about 200 kilograms for somewhere around 50 farmers. And we send this to all major German roasteries and well as German coffee shops. And we have received very good feedback from them. And, you know, hopefully we will be able to work with the German markets in this way.
Indonesia is a nation of more than 17,000 islands, of which around one third are inhabited. Is coffee grown on all of them? Do you get different flavors from different islands?
Yeah, the flavor is very different. I think the concept, it's like champagne or white wine, you know, the same seeds, but in France, north, central, south, or in Germany, it can have a different taste because of the terroir. It's the land, the weather, so it's all different tasting. But mostly we have a lot of fruity taste. And they are normally done in Sumatra, Java, Bali, Lombok, Sulawesi, because these are the area where we have the ring of fire, where we have the mountains. In the sleeping volcanic mountains, the results are quite very good. You know, unfortunately, in some very active volcano, like in Merapi, they are extinct because of the lava. But the Merapi Cafe Arabica, it's very distinct. Some people try to revive the plantation again. The plantation was wiped out by a volcano in 2009. And it was not a big plantation. It was just 25 hectares. But this is super, super coffee. Okay? And it's all gone. And now there are people who try to relive it. They start with just 5 hectares. You know, it's very expensive. It's very rare.
So what are your favorite coffee flavors? I heard you're some kind of a connoisseur and you like to make French press coffee.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, because of my job here to tell a story, you know, about coffee. So if I don't know our coffee, then it's not good. That's why I took a lessons for coffee and took lessons as a barista. Certification of specialty coffee barista, basic one. Not too fancy, you know. At least I understand how it works in Germany. I like fruity, but I also like to be adventurous. You know, to try coffee from different places. I have never seen in a country where you have coffee shop having so many different flavors other than Germany. I've been living in Switzerland, in Portugal, in Belgium, visit the US many times. But in Germany, you have from Rwanda, Ethiopia, very far away different places. I've never seen their product. And of course, we have a lot of Indonesian coffee as well here. And it's basically I like the Arabica that is fruity, but I'm willing to try different flavor of coffee here in Germany.
Ambassador, that all sounds very impressive, and respect to you for going to such lengths to support your farmers and on becoming an expert on this very important export from Indonesia. Just one more question. When can I come by for a French press coffee?
Anytime.
Anytime. All right. Thank you very, very much.
I come to your radio, you come to the embassy, okay? Anytime.
Okay. Thank you for your time, Ambassador.
Thank you so much.
Very nice meeting you.
Thank you. Vielen Dank.